Hello and welcome to the Foreign Desk Explainer on Monocle 24. I'm Steve Bloomfield. In this episode, could Donald Trump become US president? The short answer is yes, but let's start at the beginning.
I am officially running for president of the United States, and we are going to make our country great again.
When reality TV star cum business big mouth Donald Trump first announced he was running for president, few pundits took him seriously. He threatened to run back in 2012, leading the press on in an attempt to boost ratings for The Celebrity Apprentice, before bowing out before a vote was cast. This time, though, he's struck a nerve. He's appealed to those worried about globalisation. He's anti-free trade, anti-immigration. Despite being part of the elite, he's a billionaire after all, he's managed to portray himself as on the side of the ordinary American. And as the rallies have grown and the rhetoric has increased, he's risen in the polls. A host of actual politicians, governors, senators, congressmen, have all bowed out, leaving Trump ahead of a rapidly shrinking field. He's won a dozen primaries and caucuses across the country, twice as many as his nearest rival, Ted Cruz. The Republican establishment is panicking. Witness Mitt Romney's attack on him as a phony and a fraud.
Now, Donald Trump tells us that he is very, very smart. I'm afraid that when it comes to foreign policy, he is very, very not smart.
They'll hope to stall his momentum over the coming weeks to make sure that even if Trump wins more states than any of his rivals, he won't have an actual majority. And that will mean a brokered convention. We've become used to US party conventions being little more than a four-day-long victory rally. You have to go back to 1976 to find the last time either party entered a convention without a candidate.
Mr. Chairman, delegates and alternates to this Republican convention, I am honored by your nomination and I accept it.
That year, the Republicans were split between President Gerald Ford and California Governor Ronald Reagan. Ford won, just. But the row within the party helped consign him to defeat in November to the Democrats' Jimmy Carter. If Trump doesn't have a majority before the convention, the Republican establishment will do their best to stop him, possibly by drafting in another candidate. But if this election has shown us anything so far, it's that the Republican establishment has little control over its grassroots.
You ready for a commander-in-chief who will let our warriors do their job and go kick ISIS ass? Ready for someone who will secure our borders, to secure our jobs, and to secure our homes. Ready to make America great again. Are you ready to stump for Trump? I'm here to support the next president of the United States, Donald Trump.
So the odds are that Trump emerges as the candidate. Can he beat his Democratic opponent? Well, it will be tough. Polls show him losing to both Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders. More important than the polls, at this stage anyway, are the demographics. America is getting younger and less white, and that's bad news for the Republicans. 6 in 10 white males vote Republican, but that's not enough to win a presidential election anymore. Is Donald Trump, with his Muslim-baiting, Mexican-bashing, women-hating rhetoric, the candidate to win over the minorities, Hispanics or women, which the Republicans need?
They're bringing drugs, they're bringing crime, they're rapists, and some, I assume, are good people. But I speak to border guards, and they tell us what we're getting. And it only makes common sense.
I've been challenged by so many people, and I don't frankly have time for total political correctness. And to be honest with you, this country doesn't have time either.
Donald J. Trump is calling for a total and complete shutdown of Muslims entering the United States until our country's representatives can figure out what the hell is going on?
Is he even the candidate to hold on to all the votes Republicans have previously relied upon? Imagine a moderate Republican, and yes, they still exist, who voted for John McCain or Mitt Romney. Faced with a choice between a centrist Democrat in Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump, how many will plumb for the former? The danger for the Republicans isn't that they lose, it's that they lose everywhere.
It would have been better if I simply used a second email account and carried a second phone, but at the time, this didn't seem like an issue.
Yes, there might be another Clinton scandal. Yes, Clinton could suffer a health scare. And yes, God forbid, there could be another terrorist attack on America. All of those could dramatically transform the election. In any two-horse race, there's always a chance, however slim.
The American dream is dead. But if I get elected president, I will bring it back bigger and better and stronger than ever before, and we will make America great again. Thank you. Thank you very much.
So, could Donald Trump become president? Yes, yes, he could. But even if he becomes the Republican nominee, it remains highly unlikely. A minority passionate for one man cannot beat a majority mildly in favour of one woman. That was The Foreign Desk Explainer. Tune in this Saturday for the full 30-minute edition of The Foreign Desk. I'm Steve Bloomfield. Thank you very much for listening. Goodbye.